Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We have this tremendous military, and you know what that is? That's really a great fighting force, but I hope we never have to use it. I really do. You saw an example. You saw an example of that a couple of days ago. So we seek friends, not enemies, but if you dare to threaten our citizens, you do so at your own grave peril.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx. Welcome to the
jungle. Jim Carafano, great to have you back on the air, my friend. Happy Friday.
Hey, you know what? I don't even know what day of the week it is. It's just been one massive blur of what did they do now?
Yeah. Well, now you've got the Canadian Prime Minister blaming Donald Trump for the fact that the Iranians shot down an airliner. That's what we've got now.
So I did not listen to all his comments and all his qualifiers, and so I'm not going to judge exactly what the British or the Canadian policy or view is on this. But here's what I will say: is for those who want to, and first of all, I think it's highly likely that the airliner was shot down by an Iranian missile. I think that's I don't know if we can say that 100%, but that certainly seems like where we're going. Probably accidental. They probably didn't mean to do that. But for people who want to somehow spin this as, you know, Trump's fault, it's a couple of interesting things. It's interesting is they're immediately blaming Trump while the Iranians are denying that it ever happened, which is ironic.
Right. Yeah.
So the guys you're defending, essentially you're saying, well, we know they lie and they're reckless and feckless, but we still think it's Trump's fault, right? That's weird. But the other thing is people need to go back and read their talking points, because if this is Trump's fault, then MH17, remember the Ukraine airliner that was shot down by a Russian aircraft system that they gave to mercenaries, right? Then essentially what you're arguing is the shoot down of MH17 is really Ukraine's fault, right? And Putin is just an innocent guy, and the Russians were just kind of caught in the fog of war. So it's like you have twisted your morality to somehow make this all about Trump. And I think people have to be really careful about this. I mean, we saw the same thing with, you know, taking out Soleimani. Essentially, they were making arguments against taking out Soleimani, which basically, if they were actually true, which they're not, would have meant that taking out bin Laden was immoral and illegal, taking out Baghdadi was immoral and illegal, and taking out the hundreds of terrorists that Obama droned in his 8 years was immoral and illegal.
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi, I had found a bite from her back in 2011 after President Obama bombed Libya, and they asked if he had exceeded his authority, and she point blank said no, he's not exceeded his authority. She had a very different point of view on it then.
I don't – all these people that are saying – I just think they think Americans are stupid, right?
That
somehow we forget what they said yesterday, and somehow we can't parse an unbelievably blatant partisan comment from reality. So, I mean, part of this is kind of bled over into this debate about the War Powers Act and authorization use of military force, when a lot of it's just partisan bluff. Now, there are some people, Republicans, conservatives, take an issue with the president. They're speaking about very different things. They're not opposed to killing terrorists. I mean, they have some constitutional separation of power space. I think they're wrong, right? But I just think they're wrong. But they're talking about constitutional issues and legal issues. That's not what 99% of these yahoos are doing. They're just saying, if Trump did it, I'm against it.
Bottom line, that's it. You've got a statement or a piece you guys put out on this at Heritage, right? On the airline?
We just posted on the website at heritage.org. You know, I have one of the world's absolute finest air analyst. He's a former F-16 pilot. He commanded the demonstration wing in the U.S. Air Force. Long, distinguished air combat career. If it flies, he knows about it. If he's probably shot it down at one time or another, and he's just been a blessing. You know, so things that so first of all, the black boxes, right? The black boxes will not tell you if a missile shot the plane down, right? The best the black box will do is the pilot will just be having a normal conversation and it'll just end,
right,
which tells you
right.
that something catastrophic happened. Doesn't tell you that the plane was shot down. The biggest evidence would essentially be the perforating of the skin from shrapnel or the signs of where the explosion takes place, right? So there's an explosion or a cockpit, there's no engine in the cockpit, right? And if there's shrapnel signs all over the skin, that would be a clear indicator. But the Iranians are bulldozing the site, which would take right, which isn't, you know, so that. And then the other thing is like, I mean, so they don't know if they fired air defense missiles or not.
I mean, like speaking of fake news, the mainstream media in this country seems hell bent on accepting whatever the Iranian government state agency sends out as fact. And I'm mesmerized by that.
Yeah, so it's unbelievable that they will say this is all Trump's fault, and then they will say, and the Iranians say it never happened.
Yeah, thank you. The Iranians say they killed 80 Americans when they fired those missiles the other day, and we know that didn't happen. So
right, so I mean, yeah, so it's just incredible. It's. I mean, it's so trite to say it's Orwellian, because in Orwell's world, it was the government that did all this. But this is a public media, which I'm all for the public media. And this is where I have a problem with this, the free speech is, let those yahoos say everything they want, because, you know, the American citizens look at that and they just laugh it off. Right. So I think that, you know, MSNBC and CNN should broadcast to their heart's content, and the fact that they have no viewers, I think, you know, the market has spoken. So
the market has spoken. Well put, my friend. I'll direct people to heritage.org to read more on that piece you guys put out on the airliner over there. Jim, thank you.
All right.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You bet. Jim Carafano at JJ Carafano on Twitter, and great to get his point of view on that. And they do have some great airline analysts there at Heritage as well.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Truth, justice, and the American way, right there. Colonel Alan West, we appreciate that. Well, common
what
sense.
What a guy.
It's true. I guess I was expecting a little Def Leppard or Motley Crue there.
Mm-mm. It's my day.
Ah.
That's what happens when I win.
Well, if you want to go see some, if you'd rather go see some real music like Def Leppard or Motley Crue, be caller number 12 right now, 314-241-9797, and we'll give away a pair of tickets to the show coming up in June at Busch Stadium. So you'll have a pair of tickets to get you in the door. I told you, the last concert I went to there, the audio was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I still haven't seen a show there.
Just got to hope the weather holds out for you. That's all, but it should
be
great.
I'll be seeing Kenny Chesney there this summer.
Oh,
so.
Sweet.
Kenny is such a good show. Have you seen him before?
No.
Oh,
and
you're
he's
in
also
for a
with
treat.
Florida Georgia Line
mm-hmm.
and Old Dominion.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
Sure is.
Can I just tell you how broken my heart was yesterday? Because I'm a big Van Halen fan. You may or may not have picked up on that.
What?
I'm online, and a couple of people posted this, a link to this on Facebook. David Lee Roth is doing a 6 or 7 show in-house show in Las Vegas where he says it's not going to be anything like he's done before. He's hired a backup band that basically is going to play like they're the members of Van Halen, and he's going to sing all the Van Halen songs, which I'm thinking, that'd be great. Need to see that. Oh, my God. It was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. The music sounded great. The dudes he hired to play in the background, the harmonies were perfect. Everything was great. David Lee Roth cannot sing the songs anymore.
That's a bummer.
That's disappointing.
It was painful. I honestly turned it on. They said David Lee Roth sings Unchained by Van Halen. I'm listening to the first 30 seconds of it, and I'm like, I was cringing. I just had to stop it.
Oh, no.
move on. It was painful. It was painful to watch.
Sorry that happened to you.
If I had actually paid for a trip to Vegas to see that, I would have had
that
to go
made
to
it even worse.
I'd have had to go to a casino somewhere and drown my sorrows. I'm telling you what. I don't know how you could even get past it. I would be stuck in limbo. Speaking of getting past something, what's up with Jeffrey Epstein?
The latest this morning is surveillance video from Epstein's first apparent suicide attempt is no longer in existence.
Disappeared,
the,
huh?
Yeah, the video was taken outside of his cell the day after, on the day of his first apparent suicide attempt, and federal prosecutors are saying it has now been permanently deleted, and they're saying it was an accident.
Mm-hmm. Just wow. Along with everything else that's going on around Jeffrey Epstein.
Because of
accident. Just happened.
The MCC officials mistakenly saved the video from a different floor.
Sure.
And no connection to the fact that the new guard that started that day, Wilhelmina Clinton, had anything to do with that? No?
I
what
see
baffles
what you're saying.
Me is just the network of people that it's taking to keep this, to keep accidents keep happening, things disappear, no one speak. I mean, it is unbelievable the extent to which this is being covered.
Yeah, nobody, literally nobody's paying attention to it. The one thing that's bringing these elites together, my dad and I had a conversation about this, and he's very conservative, and obviously there are a lot of people end up dead around the Clintons, so a lot of conservatives are saying, hey, the Clintons killed Epstein. Okay, maybe, but then why aren't Republicans or conservatives or Hollywood elitists
because the network
saying
is
anything?
So strong.
The one thing that unites all of the people in power, the most powerful people, is being a child predator. Like that's the thing that gets you guys all on the same page. Really, we should
America cover up everything on the other side.
Mad
well,
about
if this
that.
If yes. this got us all on the same page, we'd be demanding that they investigate it. There are still victims, even though he's dead. There are still victims. A bunch of them are suing his estate to try to get some sort of retribution out of the whole thing. Meanwhile, his ex-girlfriend is still walking around free, apparently hiding from authorities overseas somewhere so they don't bring her to justice.
But that's what I mean. We as a regular people that weren't involved in this should be on the same page, and we should be looking at everybody in power. We should be looking at both sides. Why is there nobody speaking
because
up on either side?
Because the people that are looking into it aren't strong enough as the networks on both sides to have anyone speak.
I mean, why do we have somebody like Bill Barr's name attached to it saying, oh, nothing to see here?
Because that's baloney.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear him say that, but I am a little surprised at the lack of enthusiasm to continue forward with that investigation.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because he happens to be dead and how he died,
there's still
truly seems
to
be up in the air.
Right. No.
Unlike his body, which
was a list of people on both sides that should be paying for their sins, and they are not.
It's funny because
they're the people that pull the strings.
What did Carafano say earlier about Iran? That they're bulldozing the site of the plane crash already. So in other words, before anybody can investigate it, they're bulldozing it. Mm-hmm. And in Epstein's case, we find out that the body had been removed from the cell before they ever let investigators in to start their investigation. I mean, they completely messed with what was probably a crime scene and gave nobody any opportunity to get in and look for clues.
So many people should be in trouble for
all
of this.
And we should be even more angry that they have successfully duped us into thinking this is a joke. We are all laughing about this on a daily basis. Epstein didn't kill himself. Everyone is doing that. Where is the accountability here? Where is it?
It's a good question.
It's crazy.
It's true. It's a Tricia Siegman soapbox.
I mean, it genuinely bothers me when we talk about conspiracies and being controlled by this force that's bigger than us. This is a case in point. We are being duped. Yeah, I am.
I have nothing to add. I think you're onto something there. I'm with you on that one. I really am.
Whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
That's probably a good lesson this morning for the left who've become a little unhinged over everything this president does. You saw those unemployment numbers this morning. You'll know what I'm talking about. I wonder what they'll accuse him of later today to try to distract from this economy. Let's get to our guest, please.
Breaking right now.
Prime time.
The reality is politics affects our economy.
Trish Regan joining us right now.
Trish Regan, prime time.
Trish, happy Friday to you.
Hi.
Happy Friday, Mark.
So great to get you on the radio this morning. And, you know, I know that you are also following these unemployment numbers that came out. And the left is becoming unhinged as Trump's successes keep mounting.
Yeah, it's like they're mad because he's so successful, Mark. I mean, look, we're at a 50-year low for unemployment. It hasn't been this good in 50 years. We're about to hit 29,000 on the Dow, an all-time record. And, you know, they just can't stop. I think the newest one, right, is Jackie Spears, who's trying to say that it's President Trump's fault that Ukrainian airline was shot down by the Iranians, perhaps by mistake. We don't know all the details,
right.
But this is where they're heading. I mean, if it's not one thing, it's another. You know, they'll blame them for the weather. Oh, gosh, I guess they have done that, right? Global warming.
No, they have absolutely done that already. You're right about that. And they blame the Syria conflict has been blamed on global warming, I think, and we know Soleimani played a role in that as well. You know, before I move into the Iraq-Iran situation for a moment, I read those unemployment numbers earlier, and the media is kind of couching them that, well, the numbers weren't as high as expected, but we're still at 3.5% unemployment.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to just say one thing about this. For whatever reason, economists can never get that number right.
No, they can't.
There's what's called the non-farm payrolls number, and it's how many jobs were added. And there's always a revision every single month. In fact, they revise downward, I think, by, you know, roughly 9,000 or 10,000 jobs. What November was, the revision came out. But, you know, look, I think the bottom line here is we're adding jobs. Sure, would we like to be adding 300,000 instead of 145,000? Yes, but we don't. You know, the estimate was for 160. They never get it right. You know, they're always wrong, to the upside or to the downside. So you just have to look, Mark, at the overall trend. And the overall trend is that we are adding nearly 200,000 jobs every single month. If you look at the three-month average or if you look at the six-month average, we're a little bit above where we were last year. This is good. And we're at the lowest unemployment rate we've been at in 50 years. Wages are going up. They went up by 0.1%. I know it's not a lot, but listen, they're moving.
Well, you know, I've asked this question before whenever great numbers have come out about, let's say, for example, auto sales. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I think that's great, but I'll bet you reach a saturation point at some point, because everybody who's going to buy a new car has probably bought one at some point. And then those numbers start to go down a little bit. It's not a reason for panic, but it's the truth. And in these jobs numbers, one of the excuses they gave in the story is that, well, you know, employers are having a little bit of a hard time finding enough qualified people. That's a good problem to have. We have more jobs than we have people to adequately fill them.
Yes, for sure. And you know what the eventual byproduct of that will be is higher wages, right?
Right.
Because
right.
If you need to continue attracting labor and you can't find anybody, and I think that's very much the case right now because, you know, everybody who wants to work, if you want to work, you can find a job right now. So I think employers are going to have to step up to the plate and kind of make it more worthwhile for people if they want to really recruit the best talent. And so that's a good dynamic. That's a good dynamic for workers because it puts them in the driver's seat.
Yeah, you brought up switching to national politics for a minute. You brought up the airliner that got shot down. You know, it doesn't surprise me when Jackie Speer comes out and accuses the president of being responsible for that, so much as it surprises me when Justin Trudeau effectively says the same thing. So for nobody that heard it, let me play his soundbite real quick. Number two, please.
How much responsibility does the United States bear for this tragedy?
The evidence suggests that this is the likely cause, but we need to have a full and complete and credible investigation to establish exactly what happened. That is what we are calling for, and that is what we are expecting will happen.
You know, as I listen to his soundbite again, Maybe I misunderstood. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was saying we still need to confirm that it was a missile. But where the path they're trying to lead him down is that this never would have happened if Donald Trump hadn't taken out General Soleimani.
Okay, so I will share with you the Canadian Broadcasting Company's anchor. One of their anchors is effectively claiming that Donald Trump may be responsible for the death of 63 Canadians in Canada. So that is what the Canadian media is trying to do. They are, in fact, if I quote from her, she said, I think a significant question that Canadians, and particularly the families of these victims, are going to have is, are 63 Canadians dead because of the unintended consequences of a decision made by the U.S. president? So this is where the Canadian media is going. I wouldn't be surprised if Justin Trudeau eventually does go there, because in a more definitive way, Mark, because he's pretty weak. I think he's afraid of the he's afraid of the Iranians. And look, everybody has been. I mean, think about our foreign policy, right, that's been in effect, that certainly was there with President Obama for 8 years. It was all about appeasement, and that's what they wanted to continue. And this is a president who said, you know what, I'm not going to play that game anymore. We have an opportunity to take out a guy who has killed 600 Americans and hundreds of others all around the world, a guy who's trying to plot attacks against Americans overseas, a guy who orchestrated the attack on our embassy there in Iraq. How do you not take that opportunity to take a really bad guy out when you're presented with it, and when you know that he's going to harm more people? You have the Obama administration that we ran the sound the other night on the show, Mark. I mean, you had both John Kerry and you had Josh Earnest, who was running the PR shop there,
right,
saying, yeah, we know that some money is going to go to terrorism. You can't help that. You can't help that. Then why the heck are you giving them the money?
Yeah, I listened to Susan Rice try to defend that the other day, too. It as if it was their money. Well, they didn't have control of it till we gave it back to them, and we had a strong suspicion of how they were going to spend that money. It's just, it's a
so
scary
the answer
attitude.
Is you don't do it, right?
Right.
Why are you
right.
empowering a terror? Why are you funding in any way? Don't give them a stinking penny if you think that that's what they're going to do with it. So, and look, Iran controls Hezbollah. And if you can't get rid of that element, then you can't be doing business with Iran. And I think that that's what, the whole appeasement strategy never got. And everybody thought you just continue, treading lightly and hope that they lost. And he's like, no. You know what? You mess with us, you're going to pay the consequences. And we have the ability to take out the big guys. Which has to make the big guys kind of nervous.
Oh, no kidding. We're talking to Trish Regan from the Fox Business Network. And, Trish, impeachment is back on the table. It looks like Nancy says she's going to forward the articles. We had Senator Josh Hawley on this show yesterday saying that he's going to go ahead and push for them to sort of dismiss the case or change the rules to do that. I think another part of the anger on the left stems from the fact that impeachment's been kind of forgotten about because of what's happened in the Middle East.
Sure. And that's why they accuse him of the, wag the dog thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a horrendous, horrendous, really horrific accusation. And in my talks with the president, including just, not on camera, but in just discussions I've had with him about our efforts in the Middle East, he has made it very, very clear, Mark. He does not want any American lives lost. I mean, he takes this so seriously, and he said to me, and he's been, angry in some ways, like when I've challenged him, well, we're pulling troops out of the Middle East, is that really? And he's like, look, what if it was your kid? He said, I go to Walter Reed Hospital, and I see these parents, and I see these kids that come home, these young men and women that have no legs, no arms, and I say to myself, what the heck, were previous administrations doing that would put our soldiers in this kind of harm's way? So he takes it very personally. I don't think that he's going to be reckless like the Democrats suggest in terms of how he's employing our troops. Certainly not from anything that I've ever had in a conversation with him over the years have I ever gathered that. So, you know, those are some pretty harsh things to be saying, that he would somehow do this to divert from impeachment. But nonetheless, I guess, you know, they're going to have to move forward. Pelosi's lost that one.
Yes.
Because her own party now has turned against her. And, you know, as far as dismissing it, I don't know about that. I would actually like to see the Republicans call some witnesses up there to hear the other side of the story, because what the Democrats did was just really unthinkable. It was a total sham, and Americans ought to know what really happened.
According to McConnell, we will know soon. Listen, Trish, we'll be watching tonight as always. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll
you
see
bet.
You tonight.
You bet.
Bye, Mark.
Trish Regan, primetime, weeknight, 7 p.m. on the Fox Business Network. If you don't follow her on Twitter, @Trish_Regan, R-E-G-A-N. Check it out. We're back in a minute. Is that the boss?
It is.
Wow. We're coming around. It's okay.
The music selection has been excellent this morning.
There you go. Because Trisha got to pick all of it because she won the Real or Fake News Quiz on Tuesday.
Winning.
It's never going to get old.
We're winning. Good job.
Thanks.
Hey, congrats to Josh from O'Fallon, Missouri, and Allie from St. Louis City, who won our ticket giveaway today to Def Leppard and Motley Crue. And I hope to see you there in the very large confines of Busch Stadium in June. I just got to check. I actually get to go on a fishing trip this year.
That sounds fun.
I'm going to go to Alaska fishing. And I'm looking so forward
That's
to
neat.
It, but it's the trip is in June, and I don't. I've got to double check the dates and see if it conflicts with this.
Do you ice fish in Alaska in June?
No.
Okay, just regular fishing.
No, in fact, you I have to buy a pair of hip waders, mm-hmm. which I don't currently own, which is adding to the cost of the trip. And you have to be. You get out and you wade in the stream and you fly fish.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So. It's going to be, they catch some
big old
salmon.
Do you know how to fly fish, or do you have to do some, like, lessons beforehand?
I've done it before, years ago, but apparently, according to the guys that have been up there before, the guide provides all the equipment, and it's the way you're doing it's really easy, so you don't have to be expert at it.
If you catch the fish, do you ship them back home then?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's going to be a big fish fry at some point at Mark's
house.
Is there
anywhere around here you could do that, or is this specifically an Alaska thing?
Well, I think there are places in the U.S. where you can catch salmon, but they're
like Alaska,
yeah, and trout. Well, I mean in Canada, like the contiguous 48 lower states, and I've been to Canada salmon fishing before, but it's just a great experience because it like never gets dark.
Yeah, it's
so
weird.
That's a little
bizarre.
Unusual,
That'd be
right?
Bizarre.
You have to watch out for bears.
Yeah.
So they attract bears. They did see some bears last year when they were up there. But they put you out on a river in a boat. And they
I'm assuming you'll be protected, have things to protect yourself.
I don't know the answer to that. I guess that's a question I should ask.
Or start looking up, you know, how to scare off a bear without anything.
Right. Other than bear spray, I don't know what, you know.
Bear spray?
I was going to go to Alaska fishing years ago, and I looked into taking a gun up there. And they're like, well, if you don't have one of those Smith & Wesson 500 bear guns, just don't waste your time. You're just going to make them mad.
More mad, yeah.
Depending on the bear, right? You're just going to make them mad, which is probably the last thing you'd want to do.
You don't want to do that.
At that point in time, is make them mad.
Yeah, just if you see a bear, just try to make sure they don't see you. Just your buddy. Get out of there.
Hopefully you can run faster.
Yeah. All you have to do is kick your friend in the knee and take off.
Yep.
Right?
No, it doesn't make you a very good friend, though, Mark.
Well, I'm just kidding. I would never do that to Jim. Maybe one of the other guys that's going, no, I'm just kidding.
Jim must be the one listening.
It's possible. He did text me earlier, so he might be listening to what's going on. But no, I've never had any experience. I've never owned a pair of hip waders. I realize how expensive they are. It's a couple $100 for a good pair of hip waders. Because you
don't
want to make sure
that you have any friends you can borrow
secure.
Some from.
Maybe, but they're not fitted to you, but you have to make sure the shoe size is correct and all that, and the footy size.
This should be a one-time expense, though.
Yes. So hopefully I'll get to go again and again. I'll tell my wife I've already invested all this money in the
so now
in
I
the
just
hip
have to
waders.
Keep going every
gotta
year.
Got to go again, yeah. Right? And that way, if I've got
Let
a good
know how
pair,
that works
I can go duck hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug's never tried that?
He's never, what? Like fly fishing?
No, trying to buy something expensive with the excuse that I'm going to have to keep you going because I have to I use this. I paid so much for it.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't really have those conversations. I just kind of... I mean, if he thinks it's something he's going to spend money on, it's pretty much knows that I'd be like, okay, whatever.
Yep.
Cool. You got to tell me. He's got to tell me a secret. That's fantastic.
He's not a big spender. We don't have spending problems.
No.
No.
You got revenue problems?
No, we don't have those either. I don't think. Just generally on the same page in how we spend, so that avoids those, you know, fights over spending.
Communication about finances is key.
Very important.
It is very key. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is very key. Well, hopefully you don't end up with any rain problems. I saw some news coverage earlier down in Eureka and other places where they're worried
about
flooding, potential flooding. If you have to use 141 at 44, I guess you can maybe potentially expect some problems there. We're going to get a lot of rain. Thank goodness it's not cold.
Yeah, but they're, I mean, still saying that it could change over to snow Saturday afternoon, be some sloppy, you know, snow around, and then the temperature's going to drop, so.
Could be
a bit of a mess this weekend.
Yeah, well, good. All right, well, not good, but let's hope that it's nothing too serious, and it is winter in St. Louis, so we're not surprised, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.